Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 11th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The Wall Street Journal has published a new report in which it claims the next flagship iPhone, the so-called iPhone 11, will feature a rear camera system with three lenses, up from two for the first time. The journal's report follows the first renders based on iPhone 11 prototypes that surfaced over the weekend, showing a rear three-camera system as part of a much larger camera bump. The new report also echoes that the 2019 fall iPhone lineup will continue to feature two OLED models and one LCD model, just like the 2018 fall lineup. The report adds that the replacement for the iPhone XR will also add a new camera lens, going from a single rear camera to a dual rear camera, like the current iPhone XS. It also sounds like the 5.8-inch iPhone 11 will stick to a dual camera system for now, saving the rumored three-camera system for the iPhone 11 Max. And WSJ says that the LCD model may go away in 2020, moving the whole lineup to OLED screens for the first time. Separately, analysts from Barclay believe the iPhone 11 will adopt Wi-Fi 6, previously called 802.11ax, which would be an upgrade from the current AC class of Wi-Fi used in most iPhones. As for the current flagship iPhone lineup, the iPhone XR has finally overtaken the iPhone XS, according to usage data from Mixpanel. The pricier iPhone XS Max still leads. And in India, Apple Maps now offers turn-by-turn directions for the first time. And as part of CES 2019, TiVo previewed a new Apple TV app coming later this year that will work with live TV and offer DVR access. The app will remove the need for TiVo users to add additional TiVo mini boxes to view content on multiple TVs, relying instead on the Apple TV set-top box. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9to5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys are highlighted by a new two-day sale over at Best Buy, headlined by $150 off the latest iPad Pro models. This is the biggest discount that we've seen all time, besting our holiday mentions by as much as $100. You'll also find deals on Beats Solo 3 headphones and CarPlay units in this sale, which is good through Saturday. Also in today's smartphone accessories roundup, you can pick up the Anker 10-watt wireless Qi charging stand for $18. That's down from its regular $25 price and the best offer currently available. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. And make sure you're following us on Twitter, at 9to5toys. That's our favorite way to stay up to date on all of the best deals and the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily and Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.